We aired a three-part series last week on coal ash that got a lot of attention in the community. And that series, as we told you at the time, was made possible in part by a group of listeners who contributed money to an experiment called Story Exchange. Story Exchange is designed to bring out more citizen involvement in the news. That's one way you can look at it. Also to provide a way for us to discover stories that are important to the community. Well, Story Exchange was developed by PRX, the Public Radio Exchange, with funding from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation. WFPL is the initial test station for the concept. And we've asked John Barth to come and talk with us about it. He's the managing director for PRX. His career includes managing news at WHYY in Philadelphia. He was the founding producer at Marketplace. He's managed news operations at AOL way back in the day when that was big. I mean, it's getting big now, actually, too. That's the,
yes, it is.
The little secret about AOL. But let's talk about this project. Exactly what is the concept behind Story Exchange?
Well, the concept is... folks who listen to public radio stations like Louisville Public Radio support public radio through your ears, but also through your funding. And we wanted to see if there was a way, given the crisis that we're seeing in the support of local journalism, whether there was an opportunity for listeners to play a larger role in directing support toward more ambitious local coverage. And, you know, one of the problems is that a lot of news organizations don't even ask their readers or their listeners, you know, if we had a little bit more of this sort of support, we might be able to cover X. And Story Exchange is built around that whole idea. First of all, presenting really great local coverage ideas, but also giving listeners who may be interested in certain topic areas a chance to contribute just a little bit, micro amounts that in aggregate can really make a big difference for a public radio station to do a little bit more than what they might usually do in terms of, you know, day in and day out coverage.
This is different for us. We, and we're probably like a lot of other public radio stations, we speak to our audience during the fundraising times of the year and we say, your dollars go to support news coverage. And we talk about it in aggregate. Your local news coverage is a result of your dollars. And that certainly is sort of continues, but we have never... at least at this station, I think, made a very direct connection between a contribution of maybe a couple of bucks, aggregated, as you said, with others, with the outcome, a particular story, a particular series.
And I think that, you know, a project like this really does put a fine point on what can I do as a listener to improve and directly contribute to improving local news in my community. I mean, I think that we're all a bit concerned when we look around the country, cutbacks at newspapers, cutbacks at broadcast operations, and what will happen to local coverage. Now, if you live here in Louisville, you're really fortunate. WFPL is making some really impressive investments in terms of talent and staff and real ambition in terms of local news. Story Exchange is yet another channel to say, you know what, if you're a concerned member of the public, you're concerned about how well is media performing on a local level? Here's a venue, here's an opportunity where you can say, wow, you know, gosh, you know, I wish there was some more targeted coverage of what's going on with coal ash, let's say. And would I chip in $5, $10 on a special series or a project? Gee, you know, that doesn't seem like a really big stretch, and I'm going to be able to hear exactly what I've put my money toward.
If I'm a listener, a member, and I like the coverage I'm getting on the station, should I be concerned that, you know, maybe a group of friends of mine or people I don't even know who have a particular agenda will want to come in and, you know, get together and fund and put a story on the air that may not be, you know, journalistically great, but is sort of like representing their point of view? Like, we think this is very important, so all 10 of us are going to get together and get that story on.
That's right. And there's nothing, you know, more worrisome for all the promise of, you know, community journalism and blogging and all those things that really do add to local broad coverage and debate. Yeah, sourcing and gosh, am I going to get a straight story? Is it going to be balanced? Is it going to be fair? So that's a legitimate question. And the answer for it is actually rests really right with the station. And the fact is that the station is going to be vetting the ideas and always will be in control of the coverage. So the same standards that apply to the high quality of journalism that WFPL is doing or public radio is doing on a national level will still apply to this project. What we're saying is that there's an opportunity to identify stories, support certain types of coverage, and with multiple individual sources of income, we can all come together as a community and say, gosh, you know, that's a story really worth digging into. That's the real opportunity. And I think given the firewall issues and the editorial standards here, it's all going to be on the up and up.
Now, for this first phase of the experiment, we came up with some stories that we thought might be interesting, some of which our listeners found interesting, some of which they did not. How do you want to move this into the next phases? I mean, how does the public become more involved in this thing than just giving money to a story that we decided?
You know, and I think this speaks to the real boldness and exciting nature of this sort of an experiment. So the first step, of course, is to establish a mechanism to make it more easier for listeners to identify with the story and say that's worth covering. This next stage is figuring out a way that listeners can suggest story coverage, and it would, of course, be vetted by the WFPL newsroom, but helping us identify stories that are important for coverage in the local area. And then the next stage, of course, is also identifying some really good independent producers in the community who, because of their experience, resource, access, and style, would be able to also get support for doing projects that on a day-to-day basis maybe WFPL wouldn't cover. So this is a part of a broader picture, I think, about expanding what's local coverage, what's really worth covering, and also can we mobilize energized, interested, and committed listeners to show a little bit more support to make sure that we make this next leap in terms of innovative storytelling.
And what does this do, since PRX is known for really trying to be forward-thinking about public radio? I mean, how does this change public radio news potentially?
Well, I think, you know, we're all concerned about traditional media becoming insular. And this is one way of opening a process. That might sound like a typical rhetoric word, but it's really true. We found that if you simply ask listeners to help with the process and be more transparent about how it proceeds, that also helps build credibility with listeners as much as really well-done journalism. So the first one is moving in the direction of more transparency. And the second one is honestly facing the fact that we need your help, not just financially, but also in terms of helping to identify what is going on in this community and what's the big story or stories that probably deserve a lot more focus. And so it's a process of opening up the journalism, assisting the WFPL newsroom in being better. And then the third part, but it's an important one, is helping us to offset some tiny marginal costs that, God, sometimes, you know, the $10 or $15 can make a huge difference.
It's really surprising how it can, even in an organization that spends, you know, hundreds of thousands a year on news. It really does matter, you know, how much money you spend on travel, how much money you spend on overnight lodging, things like that. It's nice to have some of that help.
Right. And I think that it's also to being honest with you as listeners and saying, gosh, you know, here's yet another reason to support what WFPL is trying to do. Getting a little bit more specific about certain areas of coverage. So we all know the national coverage from NPR and PRI and APM is very, very good. We know that what the local newsroom is doing on a day in, day out basis is really high quality. But this is really talking about, can you help us move to the next step? And so this is an experiment. We're trying it out. We're really encouraged by the initial response. It's really good to see. And those folks who've contributed to the coal dust coverage and some things that are underway with school coverage. That is so encouraging. So we think there's a lot of promise here. And there's a reason we started in Louisville, and it was because we were looking at the responsiveness of this audience, but also the professional station that Todd, you and your colleagues have put together here.
Well, John, thank you very much for coming and talking with us. We've got a lot of work to do on this. I will say, you know, when we put up multiple stories, Coal Ash was one of them, and we didn't think we would get that much response from it. We had our own internal ideas about what story would be the first one to be funded. And we got a signal from you about how important that story was. And you told us Coal Ash is one that you should do.
Right.
I mean, it was a really great signal for us.
Right, and that's the proof of how a project like this can make a difference and really open up a newsroom and go, oh, wow, okay, yeah. This is what we need to know.
Another story that we're looking at is about local food and the role that it could play in battling the obesity epidemic. It's already been funded to the tune of about $145 out of the $250 needed to make that possible. You can see it right now on our Facebook page if you just search WFPL right at the top of the page, if that's something that interests you, if you want to make a buck or two contribution to that. John, thank you very much.
Thank you, Todd.
John Barth of PRX, the Public Radio Exchange. It's here and now on WFPL.